Italy is on course for its first far-right government since the fall of Mussolini in 1943. Giorgia Meloni's coalition Fratelli d'Italia, which has neo-fascist roots, is predicted to win up to 26% of the votes in the country's general election. Her alliance includes the far-right League, led by Matteo Salvini, and the centre-right Forza Italia, led by billionaire former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Speaking in the early hours of this morning, Ms. Meloni said she would work for all Italians.
If we are called and we are called to govern this nation, we will do so on everyone's behalf. We will do it for all Italians with the clear objective of uniting this people, of underlying what unites it rather than what divides it. Because the great objective that we've always had in our life and that we have as a political force is that of ensuring that Italians may once again be proud to be Italians.
La bandiera tricolore.
Well, we are joined now from Bologna by journalist Andrea Vogt. Andrea, you're very welcome to the programme. Will you explain the rise of Fratelli d'Italia from 4% in the elections 4 years ago to 26% now?
Yes, good morning. Well, this is definitely a rise in the populist sentiment in Italy. She's had the wind in her sails going into this election, and clearly a very clear win and a very comfortable majority now her rightist bloc will have in Parliament. So we saw her take a lot of votes away from Matteo Salvini within the rightist bloc. She seemed to just drain his party. They all seemed to shift over to her. And so she, going into this, will have a lot of power, I think, within the coalition. There's no doubt she'll be tapped to be the prime minister. And the question is, how much infighting will there be? Can they keep together their bloc? It looks like they're very united. You heard in that first clip of her taking a moderate tone, saying, you know, unite the country, govern responsibly. But it is a seismic shift. And she said in this same speech, we made history.
But why has that shift happened? Why has there been such an increase? I mean, parties of the right have always had pockets of support in Italy, particularly in the northern half of the country. But it has spread now, it seems, to all of the whole country.
Yes, I think there's just a frustration that life is getting harder and harder. We're talking about massive inflationary pressure, energy costs through the roof, and a sense that nothing is getting better or easier for Italians. So they want tax cuts. They want, you know, immediate action on relief of the inflationary pressure they're feeling. And Giorgia Meloni was promising that, promising change, promising. She's always been in the opposition, so she's been very coherent. Promising a harder line, of course, with Europe to renegotiate the package of reforms so that they can have a bit of relief from these energy costs. So I think it really was Italians voting with their pocketbooks this time. Immigrants and some of the more conservative domestic policies seem to take second place to the main concern, which is how can we get to the end of the month and pay our bills.
It's up to the president to invite someone to be prime minister, but is it inevitable that he will ask Meloni to be the prime minister?
It's not inevitable, but it does. She does have a very clear and commanding lead. It would be very unusual if he didn't ask her to go ahead and step in. They had made a deal beforehand saying whichever party within our coalition has the most votes, that person goes forward. And I expect that we will see Giorgia Meloni tapped to be the first woman prime minister in Italy and the farthest right coalition that Italy has seen since World War II.
Will that be a worry for the rest of Europe, Andrea?
Well, a worry or a celebration, depending on what side you're on. This morning, we've already seen the far-right parties in Spain and France congratulate Giorgia Meloni and also the president, the leaders of Hungary and Poland, celebrating her victory. On the other hand, I'm sure in Brussels, there's a bit of nervousness. They're wondering, will the real Giorgia Meloni please stand up? How Eurosceptic is she exactly? We're hearing a more moderate tone now. and her backing away from some of her more radical statements in the past. So I think there'll be a little bit of jittery nervousness in Brussels until they can figure out what she's going to put as her first priorities and how much change she will be asking as they go into the money coming in from the EU for the reforms.
Andrea, thank you very much. Andrea Vogt there joining us from Bologna.